100th podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Check the new cover art. Rocking with Toby. Welcome to the Mindset is Our Podcast, where we take a moment to get away from the mindless scrolling to focus on enhancing our quality and experience of life through the four pillars: health, wealth, love, and fulfillment. I'm your host and mindset coach, CJ Lee. And when is the last time that you set and reached a lofty goal? Have you ever reached something in your fitness, some sort of gym goal or running goal or health or weight goal? How about in your career? Is there a position that you've reached for that you were promoted to, or a certain income goal that you've reached, or a savings goal? Well, not gonna lie, I almost ran right past a goal that I set back in October 2022. It's been a year and a half, and I just caught it a couple days ago that I'm hitting this. Literally, in this moment, as you're listening to it, I hit my goal of 100 podcasts. It seemed kind of lofty, but I was like, you know what? If I can do 100, seems like a good benchmark to say, okay, I did it. I put myself out there. I put the podcast out there enough to really know what I'm working with and to decide, you know, is it worth continuing to do it? So is this going to be the last podcast? I'm going to let you know towards the end of this. But regardless, here we are. This is number 100. And as you may notice, my team and I have updated the cover art as well. I had to get my ugly mug back in the picture. So maybe that's a little bit of a teaser as the answer to the question that I just prompted. But regardless, these last 100 podcasts have been a ton of fun. And it's been awesome to hear from a ton of you guys. You know, it's been listened to in over 400 different cities across the globe. I see you, Bangladesh, Kazakhstan, Cayman Islands, New Zealand, Lithuania. I see you out there. I appreciate you tuning in. And I'll just give you a little bit of high level here if you're curious of your own sake of promotion. So 42% of you guys listen on Spotify, 33% listen on Apple Podcasts, and the most popular podcasts to date have been 1, How to Read a Book a Day, 2, How to Wake Up Earlier, 3, 2 Tools to Find or Build on Your Purpose, 4, Own the Day, Own Your Life, 5, 10 Tips for Confidence in Any Social Situation, that's the Music Festival edition, 6, The Progression of Perception, the POP, 7, Tools to Improve Your Memory, 8, 3 Techniques to Decrease Fear, 9, Final Step to Finding Who You Are. And hopefully, 10 will be this one. But anyways, enough with all the stats and all. Let's get down to the meat and potatoes of today's podcast. What are my 5 learnings from doing 100 podcasts that could be related to anything that you're after in life? Any goal that you have in your sights? So as we're going through these, call to mind a couple for yourself. What are your hopes and dreams within your career? Or what are any specific goals that you're chasing right now? You know, how about your relationships? Is there any level of love or affection or connection that you're shooting for? Or within a hobby, is there something that you want to excel within? Are you doing some underwater basket weaving or something that you're trying to really perfect? Well, the goal is to phrase these in a way that casts a wide net. So first of all, coming in at 1, sorry, but I gotta go there. I'm a mindset coach, and I am of the firm belief that your mindset is the most essential step in anything that you want to do in life. It's the force that guides your actions and how you feel along the journey. So you gotta get your mind right. You gotta build the proper mindset for long-term achievement. You gotta refresh it regularly. You know, I don't care how much you love your job or your partner or where you live or the car you drive or how inspired you are by your dreams, you will be met with resistance from the mind. They say the devil comes to you in your finest hour. You know, your mind plays games on you. Fears are hardwired into us, and shortcuts and the easiest way out and instant gratification tend to be our default desires. So you gotta stay focused. And I use a handful of methods, but the most consistent and easy one that I always lean on for my podcast specifically is the why, the what, and the how for my book. So every time I sit down to work on my podcast, I play the same exact song every time. The song is called Hand Covers Bruise, and it's from the Social Network soundtrack. It sounds like this. So it's a very pensive, kind of peaceful, thought-provoking song for me. And I'll sit there and I'll go through the why, the what, and the how. So first thing I think about is, why am I doing this? What is the value? What's the value for me, for others, for everything else that's important to me in life? What is my why? What is the reason for doing this? I'll just come up with a couple reasons in my head, and it reminds me, oh yeah, sometimes you show up and you're like, what the hell am I doing this thing for? But you remind yourself, I'm doing it for others. I'm doing it for the message I can spread. I'm doing it because I enjoy it and I'm learning from it. And then you're like, oh yeah, this is actually a great use of my time. Then you cover the what. So what am I going to do? I imagine myself going through, focusing on the specific content that I want to cover that day and completing that episode. And then I zoom out a little bit on the timeline and I imagine the future of what this thing could go do, having it reach other people's ears and the bigger impact that it can have. And then I go through the how. So how am I going to show up mentally? So for me, it's a sense of focus and it's a sense of excitement and hopefully some creativity to bring about new ideas, sort of download a new perspective on something that I haven't even thought of before. So I go through the why, the what, and the how every time that I sit down to work on this. So that's 1, get your head in the right place. 2, you want to simplify the action into a manageable size. And a coaching client I was just working with was explaining this in a really good metaphor that I liked. He was talking about how he was recently doing a big pile of laundry. And he's like, you know what? Where do I even start? He's like, this kind of reminds me of some of the things that I'm going through right now. It's like, gosh, I just have such a big pile. I don't know what pieces to begin with. But he's like, ultimately, you just grab something and you begin. So you got to break things down into small and manageable sizes. Maybe your goal feels like this big, lofty thing that's going to require 1,000 different steps, a bunch of different outside factors that have to play to your advantage and all this stuff. And sometimes that can be too daunting where you're like, oh man, it's just too much. I don't even know where to get started. So you got to break things down into manageable sizes. So at the beginning for me, I was trying to do this with video and making my own music and all these pieces. Maybe I'll add them in the future. It would be really cool. I'd like to be doing that. But I travel a lot. I have an inconsistent recording studio on top of the editing that's required for all of that and the other life that is always constantly happening. I found that what I needed to do was to create short audio clips that I could record very quickly and put out once a week. I found it to be a manageable action item in all the other things that I'm working on and doing. And a part of that for me was having consistent forced times to release. So I release every single Monday. And for all of last year, I was releasing every single 5 days. So I had a set schedule of when it had to be done. So my perfectionism wasn't getting in the way. Maybe listen to the podcast where we talk about perfectionism is really just a tool for procrastination. It's just an excuse not to get shit done. So the nice thing about forcing myself to release every single Monday is that regardless, even if it's not as good as I hoped it could be, I can't have the excuse to say, well, I'll just fix it. I'll do it later. I'll make it right. Nope. If it's time to release, you got to get it done. Sit down, record it, put it out. Be at peace with it. Because the truth is, it's never going to be perfect. As long as you sit around and wait for your goal to feel like the perfect time and that you're perfectly credible enough to go out and do that thing that you want to do, or waiting until you have enough money to do X, Y, and Z, there's always an excuse that you can always say, well, I'll do it when, I'll do it when, I'll do it when. But no, set a time for yourself, say this is when it's going to be done. And if it's a consistent thing like what I'm doing, set a consistent deadline when this needs to be done every single X number of days, regardless of how I feel. Put it out. Be consistent. Take action. In the words of Karen Casey, she says, one part at a time, one day at a time, we can accomplish any goal that we set for ourselves. End quote. And tool number three, confidence comes with competence. So just like I was just mentioning, sometimes you have this desire to have it be perfect before you get it done. And part of that comes back to your own internal confidence to go out and do that thing. But the truth is, true confidence comes with competence. It comes from doing it enough times to feel that you know what the hell you're doing. If there's something out there that you want to do and you want to do well, you just got to start doing it. That initial fear that you feel, it goes away pretty quickly. And the judgment of yourself and judgment of your content or whatever it is goes away pretty quickly. So you get better as you go on. You learn how to do your craft. So whatever it is, you just got to start doing it because the confidence will follow. But don't wait around until you're confident because confidence comes with competence, aka experience. So you just got to dive in. Get through that awkward initial stage, and then it becomes easier and enjoyable on the other side. Tool number four for successful completion of any goal that you may have is to celebrate your successes along the way. Create your own benchmarks, your own mini rewards. That's what triggers the dopamine release in your brain that tells you this is something that we love to do. This is something that we want to do. This is something that we're going to consistently go after. So without intentionally acknowledging your successes along the way, your mind is going to put up more resistance against doing them in the future. Because ultimately, life really is a game of fulfillment. Any goal that you're going after, really, at the end of the day, it should be about the experience. It should be about whatever it adds to your life, the quality that it adds to your life. It's not just about the destination. It's not just about the outcome. It's about the process. Life is something that is happening. If we have this lofty goal for ourselves, it's not just about the day that you hit it. It's about all the little wins and the journey and the process of it all. So appreciate each of those moments. Give yourself the mini rewards. Be excited for yourself along the journey. You gotta slow down and appreciate the moment. Because after all, that's all we have. That brings us to tool number five. So as I said in the beginning, I wanted to do 100 podcasts and then really reflect again and decide, is this something that is valuable for my life? Is this something that's valuable for others? Is this something that is a good use of my time in comparison to anything else I could be spending my time on? What is the opportunity cost here? So for number five, it is honest reflection. Of is this thing good for your life? You say you got a big lofty goal that you're going after. Throughout the process, or certainly as you've reached that goal, you got to take honest time to reflect. Sometimes you just set it and forget it. You just are so focused on doing the thing that you forget to ask yourself, is this what I should be doing? And that brings me to the answer to the question, am I going to continue to do this podcast? And you know what? I've taken some time to do that honest reflection. And maybe it's part of me doing the why, the what, and the how every day where I sit down and think about why am I doing this? But I feel like I have a lot of really genuinely good reasons to do it. You know, it's been amazing for me. I've learned so much throughout this process. It's been a ton of information that I'm researching and aggregating and bringing together and figuring out a way to communicate. It's been incredibly valuable for my brain and for the way that I think about life. And it's also been an amazing way to communicate with others. It's all these ideas that I maybe had in my head and thought about, but hadn't had a very good way to communicate them to others. It's been awesome to hear from friends and family and clients and other people who I had never heard of before, reaching out and saying something about a podcast that I put out in a way that it's impacted them. It means so much to me. So cool to hear. It increases my outlook and my span on it, which I absolutely love. And that's what it really comes down to. So the answer is yes, I do plan to continue to do this podcast. And not just because of how many people have listened to it in countries and cities all over the world. Ultimately, it's about the internal fulfillment for myself and for others. And I do feel that this is a great use of time to accomplish those things. So what is it for you if there is a specific goal that you're after? You know, is that goal optimizing your experience of life? You know, is the actual process of doing it enjoyable to you? And the more you can really set your sights on the process, so even like this, okay, yes, great, I reached 100 podcasts. That was the goal. But it's not so much about reaching the 100 podcasts. It's about the process of the entire thing. So it's really about setting a goal out there and then detaching from the outcome of it, detaching from what you're trying to accomplish, and then getting attached to the addiction of the process itself, the sheer enjoyment of taking the action, the journey of it. That is how you create Zen in what you want to achieve. In Zen Buddhism, it's about detaching from your outcomes and just being present in the moment and enjoying the process. And what we've found is we've gone through so much of the motivation that leads people to take action. You look specifically at the fitness goals. If you remember when we went through what drives people to long-term success in fitness, it's not about these big external goals. It's about the internal fulfillment that they experience as they are working out. It's not about, oh, I feel good after a workout, or, oh, you know, I feel good if I know that I did it for a week, or if I hit this weight goal, or if I was able to lift this much weight. It's not about that. The people who stuck with it for the longest were the people who genuinely enjoyed doing it. Those were the people who were able to sustain it for decades. So goals are a great way to set yourself in the direction that you want to go. But once you're moving in that direction, forget about the destination and focus on the process. Fall in love with the actual actions themselves. Learn to love the journey. So there's your five. Hopefully these five apply to any area of your life. You know, anything sizable that you want to accomplish, whether it is going to the gym and being consistent, or it's quitting smoking or picking up some new habit that you want to do more. Reaching a career goal or mindset goals or harmony within a relationship and so on and so on. Number one, you want to get your head in the right place. Number two, simplify the action into manageable steps. And number three, confidence comes with competence. The initial steps of anything challenging and worthwhile are going to be met with fear in the beginning. Push through that. Number four, celebrate your successes. Create your own little benchmarks. Create your own little moments to reward yourself and be proud of the things that you've accomplished thus far. And number five, honest reflection. Is this thing good for your life? Check in with yourself from time to time. Does this matter? And if so, why? And keeping that clear in your mind, which will also bring this whole thing back full circle to number one, keeping your head in the right place. Remember why this is important, and that will drive the motivation to take action. So before we rock and roll today, I'm going to leave you with the words of Jeffrey Gittimer. He says, obstacles can't stop you. Problems can't stop you. Most of all, other people can't stop you. Only you can stop you. End quote. That's what we're working with for number 100. It'd mean the world to me if you wanted to leave a rating or review or share this with somebody that you thought might find value. More than anything, as always, I appreciate you being here. For more info on coaching, my book, Tune Your Mind, which is now available on Amazon, and other mindset motivation, head over to cjleady.com. It's a beautiful time to be alive. This is the Mindset is Our Podcast, and thanks for going MIA with me today. Mm-hmm.